Okay, try and picture this scene. It's a grey, rain-soaked Saturday afternoon in an industrial town in the English Midlands back in the mid-1970s. I was about 5 or 6 years old at the time and bored out of my mind. There was no one to play with and nothing on television. There were, after all, only 3 channels in those days to choose from. Anyway, my mother was getting increasingly desperate trying to find ways to entertain me. So she decided to liven things up a bit by dusting off some of my dad's old jazz records, many of which hadn't seen the light of day in years. Well, she pulled out a small 45 RPM EP disc. I can picture it now. There was a photo of a smiling black man hunched over a piano on the front. His name was Albert Ammons, and the piece of music that changed my life was Boogie Woogie Stomp, recorded in New York City in 1939. I was transfixed by the music. That powerful driving left-hand pattern that's a hallmark of boogie-woogie piano, the freedom of the right hand. I loved this controlled musical anarchy of the keyboard. Music that leaves you desperate with excitement over what's going to happen next. I was hooked. My mom tells me I must have listened to that record hundreds of times over the next few months, and pretty soon afterwards, I demanded piano lessons, determined to try and learn how to play this exciting new style of music. Journey had begun. After Albert Ammons, I graduated onto Errol Garner, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett. The list goes on. While I have never been fully professional as a musician, playing and listening to jazz have been a huge part of my life, and it all began on that rainy Saturday afternoon in the English Midlands nearly 40 years ago. My name's Tom Porter, and this is Music That Moves Me.